The Traveler's Journal, December 25th, celebrating Christmas at Clayton. A century ago in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Henry Clay Frick was a wealthy man. Having amassed one fortune supplying coking coal for Andrew Carnegie's steel mills, Frick had earned a second, wringing profits out of those same mills. A true Victorian, Frick found solace in his family and pleasure collecting fine art. Both passions were evident in the home he and his wife Adelaide created. With names like Heinz, Mellon, and Westinghouse on the mailboxes, Pittsburgh's Miles Square enclave of Point Breeze had more millionaires at the time than any other American neighborhood. Frick called his estate Clayton and filled the 23 rooms in the faux Renaissance chateau with the finest furnishings money could buy. Even after he moved his family and art collection to New York City in 1905, Frick's Pittsburgh residence was maintained virtually intact for 80 years. Of all the area's great houses, only Clayton has survived, largely because Frick's daughter, Helen, never lost her strong affection for her childhood home, returning there to vote and to spend her final years. In her will, she directed that Clayton be restored to its former elegance and left endowment enough to make that happen. When Clayton opened to the public in 1990, after 5 years of painstaking work, it was widely hailed as the most complete, best-documented Victorian residence in the country. This remains true any time of the year, but especially now, when Clayton is decorated for a Victorian Christmas. This year, the house is filled with evergreen swagging, topiary trees, and festive greens woven with ribbons of teal, garnet, and carnelian. Wandering the halls, it's easy to imagine the Fricks still in residence. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.